The two Aborigines, who had been crouching behind a spinifex clump, stood up and with exaggerated boldness began striding towards me. They wore nothing but a matted string headband, above which shot a disorderly shock of hair, and each clutched a bunch of long spears and a woomera. They were by far the wildest-looking pair I'd ever seen. This much I noticed at a glance as they closed the distance of 50 meters between us. As they stopped a dozen paces away, thrusting their spears into the sand, my hand fell from the butt of the revolver which I'd put on my belt. I would never have used it to harm them, even if they had decided to throw the spears, but the noise of a shot into the sand might have been a deterrent. I was 300 kilometres due east of Billinuka, one of the most remote cattle stations in central Western Australia. I hadn't seen another human being since I'd left the homestead weeks before. So when I crawled out of my swag that morning, I wasn't expecting to meet people. Later, as I watched them, I began to wonder which of us looked the roughest. If these two men had ever heard of Robinson Crusoe, they might have thought they'd met him face to face. With my bare feet in hobnailed boots, tied up only to the bottom two holes with kangaroo tail sinews, and a ragged pair of shorts, I probably looked more of a wreck than the approaching pair. A shirt that was only mostly there, I had half tucked into my belt, with the torn part dangling. And with no water to waste, I hadn't shaved since setting out on this lone expedition of 800 kilometres.